Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Come see your locally owned and operated Linton Glass for all your glass needs. No matter what glass you need to replace, you can count on Linton Glass. Call us today at 601-835-4336 or find us on the web at lintonglass.com.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. Thank you guys for tuning in. Reminding you, I love reminding you all, because I need a reminder that my pals at Superior Catfish, homegrown and produced right here in Mississippi, go to superiorcatfish.com. And also my friends down in Jackson, visit Mississippi.org. So many wonderful ways to celebrate who we are. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. When we're talking Roy's Store 1, 2, and 3, the guys that are all in, and they're pals of ours down here in the Delta. So you guys know me. Anytime someone invests in a purpose and a place that creates the opportunity to have multiple types of events, from certain sports to celebrating our arts and everywhere in between, then I'm going to celebrate them. And we are talking Roy's Store 1, 2, and 3. Bear with me. I'm going to tell you all about Uncle Roy. All right, today's guest, a father-son duo who've built their business model from the dream up, one night at a time. From their Rick's Expresses, their steakhouses, to now their big old venture that was secret for a while, out on Lake Washington in our Delta, where they dreamed it up, they built it, and the folks are coming. Also joining me to help mediate the father-son and me, because you have to do that, just in case we fall off the tracks, is the man behind the TV series Snake Grabbers. I know what you're thinking. And I mean, why would you grab a snake? But Jimmy Nichols, good friend of theirs as well. Big advocates of theirs like I am. So let's get to it right now with the father-son duo of Ricky Jones Sr. and former Ole Miss Rebel gridironer Ricky Jones Jr. Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Jimmy.
I'm going to junior right now. You know, you still look like you're in shape, like you can still play.
Oh, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm in shape anymore. That's for sure.
So it's been a while, right? And you got kids now and they're growing up, and being the dad versus the son. What's it been like?
Oh, my gosh. Now I realize that my dad knew everything he was talking about. You know, when I was going through college and a kid and didn't understand anything about life and parenting, and now I have a freshman at Ole Miss.
So. Isn't it crazy? Crazy, right?
It's crazy. Now, how fast it's gone by.
Is he playing? Wait. Who's the freshman?
Well, I have three daughters. I have That's Maddie, right. And Maddie's 18, and she's
That's right.
You know, she put up all her track and basketballs.
She's
and all
not
that stuff,
doing so anything. She's not playing anything.
No. All she's doing now is being a sorority girl and a college kid.
Hottie toddy. I like it. Yeah, I like it. Toddy. All right. So before Jimmy has to leave us, Jimmy, tell me about how you know Ricky and Ricky, and also about your event that you have out at Roy's.
Well, my memory's a little bit foggy on my first big, we started going over to Lake St. John, Louisiana years ago. It's been 30 plus years ago now. And we moved that event, or moved our trip from Lake St. John over to Lake Washington. And on one of our first trips, a bunch of us were out on a boat one day, and we came up on another pontoon boat there in the area. And there was an old guy on it, young guy at the time, by the name of Ricky Jones Sr. And Rick and I hit good right out of the chute. He may tell you a little story, too. I don't want to dive him out here, but he did say it was the first time he'd ever been around a bunch of police officers and narcotics and feds actually funneling beer. So. But anyway, talking, and I was going to give Ricky a business card because he had a few businesses around the Greenville area at that time, I think. I don't know exactly how many, but a friend of mine had told me he was somebody I needed to know or somebody that might need some help in the Delta occasionally around his stores or businesses with people hanging out, what have you. And went to give him a business card and dropped my wallet in the lake, lost my badge, my wallet, and about $350. I'll never forget that part of the meeting. Long story short, we stayed in contact over the years. Ricky had his family had a couple businesses there, one of which was Rivals, a place there in Greenville. Yeah. I'm sure Steve, you probably played there, at least been in there. But we used to come up to Rivals every year when we come up to do our thing at Lake Washington, and we stayed in contact. Not daily contact, but you know, we were kind of associate type friends over the years. And I think every time we came up, we'd make contact somehow, but either with he or his son, Ricky Jr., or with Billy, his son-in-law. You know, time rocks on, and I started hearing rumors that place that we were holding our snake-grabbing rodeo every year was about to possibly be purchased by Rick, and I reached out to him at some point. I didn't want to get his Kool-Aid or get in his business, but I reached out to him, and he's a pretty good businessman. You know, he would never say, yeah, no, and but he mysteriously showed at one of our events 2 years ago now. And on a Friday night, Rick showed up when the band was playing, and we had a pretty good crowd there. And I could see a look on his face, and I thought, man, I hope that man's not mad, because he kind of had a look like he was studying everything. And I thought, uh-oh, he's mad about something, or he don't like what we're doing, something. I remember Rick looking at me, and he said, I want to know one thing. How did you get all these people, out-of-town people, at this blooming lake? And I said, well, just word of mouth. You know, I mean, we've been doing this now. That was the 13th, I think, or maybe the 14th year, 13th year. And Ricky was kind of, I think, maybe somewhat impressed about the number of out-of-county people that were at that location. And he looked at me and said, I'm going to make you a promise. He said, next year we're going to double this thing. And I don't know that we quite doubled it this year. We did double the benefit with what money we, but we did have a quite substantial increase in numbers of people, especially locals, at the event last year. And we're anticipating this year maybe outdoing that again. I learned from little Ricky that I say little Ricky, Ricky Jr. Now are pretty much booked up. We've already booked the whole place out for the May 31st and June 1st event at Lake Washington this coming year in 2024, and we're going to start working on the camper site soon. But I just want to say that, you know, from a guy who's doing, or a group of guys, there's four of us who do a annual snake grabbing rodeo, and it's a benefit, raise money for somebody who needs, you know, help, cancer patients, people who are injured in line of duty, just whatever. We pick one person each year. And to say from my stance, or from our stance, that these guys have been, you know, super in trying to help get some other things generated at that lake. I've said for years that lake was a hidden treasure. Mississippi's kind of a hidden away diamond, I guess, you know, sitting in the middle of the Mississippi Delta, and it don't, you know, it's just not a lot of traffic right around there outside of people who actually know where the lake is. So they've done a whole lot of stuff to improve the area. The cabins are, I mean, they're unbelievably nice. They were okay from the time we started, but they've improved those, you know, tenfold. Now he's got a steakhouse. I'm sure he's going to talk about that. He's got a nice run out there. He's just got things now that'll keep the people who come to our event at the lake, instead of going, you know, having to leave, drive to Greenville or drive wherever to get food, water, drinks, whatever. It's right there on site now. And, these guys have already jumped in and been a huge, huge asset for us in the Delta. But outside them, I mean, you know, in the previous owners there that we had met through just accident, you know, we had no access to a place to do this that's like what they have. And that lake offers everything in the world that we need to do our event. And they've been very hospitable to us to help keep this tradition going. And we're in our 15th year. I thought when this thing started, it'd die out in 4 or 5 years. But we've managed to make it grow, and these guys are doing great things to help us keep it moving. And we appreciate the Jones guys with, you know, their hospitality to us, and appreciate their letting us continue to do our event there, because this is truly a good event. It's something that you don't see anywhere else in America. I don't know of anywhere you can go to a snake grabbing rodeo when you're actually getting in. There's snake grabbing rodeos across the country, but what do they pour gasoline in the hole? Rattlesnake comes out to catch him, they take him and they kill him. but they catch them with a pair of tongs. We put our people in the water actually catching them with their hands. So, and we don't kill them. It's all catch and release. It's all for just a fun event for the day. And at the end goal, raise money for the person we're trying to help. And we appreciate you having us on this morning to talk with you guys and give me an opportunity to tell them both. Thank you. They do.
I love it. Well, let's take a quick break, and we're going to get to know the Jones men. You know, it's all about keeping up with the Joneses today, and it's a difficult thing to do, I can tell you. They're great guys, got great heart, and they're also look like they both could be in the WWE, you know, the World Wrestling Association. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for tuning in, for taking the time to be with us. I appreciate you. Be careful. I know you're heading to Wake, and bless you. And Merry Christmas. I know when this airs, it'll be after Christmas. Folks, Superior Catfish. There's catfish. There's Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. Great way of celebrating Mississippi. That's what we're talking about today. That gets me all fired up with Ricky Jones Sr., Ricky Jones Jr. Jimmy Nichols is checking out. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Steve Azar here. And like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guarantee Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
At Key Constructors, our mission is to build a legacy that will stand the test of time through hard work, dedication, and pursuing excellence. Key Constructors is a heavy civil construction company, a leader in the bridge construction world. Our goal is to provide a positive work environment for you to grow personally and in your career. We are proud of who we are and what we do, making it happen one bridge at a time. Come join our team of Black Label Bridge Builders. Check out Key Constructors on Facebook and other social media platforms and keyconstructors.com.
At Clinton Body Shops, we want you to know that after an accident, you have the right to choose where to get your repair. We're continuing to follow our founder's mission. The late John Mosley believed consumers deserved to have their vehicles returned to their pre-accident condition using OEM parts and OEM repair procedures. Therefore, we're continuing OEM training and certification with as many manufacturers as possible. In fact, we now have more certifications from more automakers than any shop in Mississippi. Auto accidents can be very stressful, and the last thing you need is a repair that devalues your car and makes it unsafe. Because you have the right to choose, tell your insurer you want a Clinton Body Shop repair. Go to ClintonBodyShop.com, and as John used to say, we really do take pride in perfection.
Hey, I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a MasterTech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
Gallo here for Baroni's Tree Pros. My friends at Baroni's Tree Pros put customer satisfaction as the only way to leave a job. Nothing less than the best service you'll find in the industry on tree removal, tree pruning, stump grinding, debris cleanup. You got questions? Baroni's Tree Pros will give you a plan, time frame, and budget that's perfect for you. Free estimate at 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. Or it's online at baronistreepros.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar. right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Rolling into a Mississippi Minute, and it's all about keeping up with the Joneses. I've got a theme today. See, sometimes the songwriter in me comes out, and I can sometimes out-clever myself, which is not a good thing, but sometimes I get it right. Superior Catfish gets it right every time. Check them out, superiorcatfish.com, homegrown and produced right here in Mississippi. And visit mississippi.org. Check out the country music trail markers all around. I'm blessed to have one over in front of Jim's Cafe. It's a cool way to check out the history that's been made and grab a bite of food here and there. Speaking of food, the Jones boys, Ricky Jones Sr., Ricky Jones Jr. Jr. played at Ole Miss 4 years, and we're going to talk a little about his football, but I want to talk to where it all started, because Ricky Jones Sr., you've got a great story. I love this. You know, when there's uncharted territory, there's roads less paved, there's potholes. We live in the Delta. We see potholes all the time. But there's something about taking that dream and turning it into a highway, nice paved highway. And that's what you've done with your life. It's really amazing what you've been able to do. So let's talk about your journey.
Well, look, it was how it all started. You know, like I say, you know, we went to Deer Creek School, and I was a twin. And, you know, we played sports and all that stuff, but I had really all started about, I'm going to have to jump all over the place would be, as a kid, my daddy loved to hunt and fish and camp. So he took us hunting and fishing and camping, and I grew up just loving the outdoors. And where we went, we would always go to Lake Washington, or we would go to the Mississippi River. And, depends on time of the year, but we would do anything from crappie fish, bass fish, to catch them big old catfish in the Mississippi River. And so we grew up doing that. And then, you know, as we got older, that we kind of excelled in sports a little bit. And me and my brother, and making this short, but we did really well in football, baseball. And me and my brother both had scholarship at Southern Mississippi. And he pretty much went, well, they offered me a half a scholarship because Mickey was just a little bit faster, a little bit bigger. I was probably a little bit meaner. So they gave me a half a scholarship. Dad pretty much said, son, you got to figure that one out too. You got to, I don't know. My dad said, I didn't pay 12 years of school. I'm done. So anyway, I didn't have a car, so I fell in love with Lou Vail. And so anyway, I had no way to pick her up. So her and her sister had a car, so she'd come pick me up. So that wouldn't work for me. So anyway, I got a job. I got my first car so I could actually date Lou Vail. But all that being said, that it was, I'm kind of like, when we were starting to work, I worked at the oil mill, and I was making back then probably $120 a week, and got my first house, SBA loan, $25,000 house, had a $75 house note. Boy, I thought I didn't conquer the world. Married, I had the dream. I had a beautiful wife, a home, and got Rick on the way. So anyway, I thought I had it all back then. But as we got older, Ricky and them started excelling sports and stuff. And I was working at the catfish plant at the time. And there was a guy there that was older than me. He was the manager. And his son was playing at Deer Creek in the state championship baseball game. And our boss, the game started at 3. Well, we didn't get through putting up fish until 4. He told that guy pretty much, man, you can't get off until 4. And I said, I told him, it was Herbert Hodges, but I really loved this guy. He taught me a lot, but he believed in work. And so anyway, when I heard that, I go, no, I don't want to miss my kid playing a T-ball game. Well, that's a state championship baseball game. So anyway, that's what got me thinking, and And so I saw them with Rick and them. I said, I'm not going to be able to watch half their games. I ain't going to be able to do this. So that's kind of what made me want to step out on my own so I could do – I wouldn't miss any of that stuff. I could actually coach them and all that stuff. But anyway, hold on my phone. So after that, me and Lou Bell had got a little shed, and I had put a snow cone shack up in Hollandale on Roy Schilling's lot. It was at a Family Dollar store. And because of me and Lou Bell worked for Continue Care, I was still working for Farm Fresh, but I was just trying to make more money. I just needed more money. And we were paying our bills. It was just never enough for me. And so my brother was doing shingling. So on weekends, I would help him shingle houses. And then I killed a lot of deer, ducks and stuff, and where I couldn't afford to mount them. So I learned how to be a taxidermist. So I was mounting my own deer, my own ducks, coons and everything. So I just tried to figure out how to save money and make money. That was just my goal. But, so the snow cone thing did good. We added food to it. So next thing I know, I'm making more money out of the snow cone shack than I am at Farm Fresh. And I go, so they shut down where I was. I was in Lake Village, Arkansas, that fish plant. Well, they shut it down. Well, they let everybody go but me. I mean, we had 100 employees there. They moved me back to Hollandale. Well, a guy that I basically had trained to take my spot when I went to Lake Village, he was my boss now. And that didn't work for me. So now I'm sitting here thinking, I done forgot more than this guy knows, and he's my boss, and I don't know. And so the snow cone thing was doing really well, so we bought a lot, literally about 400 yards away from that place, and I got a SBA loan. We built that store, mom, dad, her mom and dad. Man, I had a pretty solid job, insurance back then, making $30,000 a year. Insurance, it was a good living in Hollandale, Mississippi.
Right.
Had a good job. And so anyway, I quit, and that didn't make old dad happy. So anyway, that me and another guy pretty much built, I mean, I dug the footings with a shovel for that store. And me and another guy built that store, but it took every dime. We got $50,000. I was out of money. I was strapped. I was gone. So dad told me, I went to dad and I said, look, man, dad, I need your help, man. He goes, what's that, son? I said, it took every dime I had. I had saved everything, but I got that store built. Man, can you help me with some inventory? He goes, son, ain't happening. You figure it out. I ain't going to start. I said, let me just ask you this question. Could you help me? He goes, oh, yeah, I could, but that ain't what it's about. You start this, you figure it out, son. We figured it out. So anyway,
yeah, you figured it out.
But anyway, so after that, we just started. I saw what we were doing, but what I didn't realize, Steve, was the problem was, is that when you came to my store, it's like the Patizzi store. You got to see Rick. Rick waited on you. I love seeing you come. I ain't like if you go in the store sometimes now. They may not, but it doesn't matter. Any lady that would come out there, I'd make somebody run a restaurant. I'd go pump her gas. I would do whatever. I really took care of the customers. And what I didn't realize as I started growing, there went but one Rick. And I realized that how my success was so successful is how I treated people.
Sure.
And I just treat everybody like I would love to have been treated. And so it was easy for me. And I just got to really loving that business, making contact with everybody. So second store was in Lexington. Third store was in Rolling Fork. And then basically by that time, Ricky had graduated Ole Miss. And I had no idea. And Lou Bell said, every time I do one, she said, no, don't do no more. No, don't do no more. We got enough. And so anyway, when Rick came out of school, I said, man, look, Rick, what you going to do? And he goes, well, I don't know. I've had, course, he had met a lot of people up there, and I was just scared to death he was going to move off Texas or somewhere. I didn't know. I said, look.
Texas, forget that. Come on. He's not going to Texas. Hey, wait. All right, hold that thought because we got to take a break. Don't lose that. We're not losing Ricky Jones, Texas. I can promise you that. All right, we're going to be right back. We're talking catfish right now. Go to Macon, Mississippi, produced right here, superiorcatfish.com, and visit mississippi.org. Great way to celebrate, plan a road trip, and be proud of Mississippi. We'll be right back. We're keeping up with the Joneses, Ricky Jones Sr., Ricky Jones Jr. Don't go nowhere.
Hey folks, Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guarantee Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guarantee Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. A slight chance of rain today, mostly cloudy, high near 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 30. Your finally Friday, mostly sunny, high near 40 degrees. Friday evening, mostly clear, low around 17. And for your Saturday, sunny conditions, high only to 35. This weather brought to you by our friends at Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton. Shop local. Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, your building supply expert since 1871.
You mind your own business.
Mind my own business? What's that supposed to mean?
No, I was just thinking about all of the news of tax changes, insurance changes, regulations that are being passed down to business owners. I don't have the time to keep growing and to keep up with changing payroll regulations.
I know. It seems like all I do is handle employee-related problems.
You know, I hear PeopleLease can help.
How can they help?
PeopleLease can handle our payroll, taxes, employee benefits, and workers' compensation. They even offer an affordable and customizable 401k program and a 24/7 online human resources support center for all my HR needs.
Think of all the time we'll save letting PeopleLease handle our payroll and benefits administration. I'll be busy growing my business and letting PeopleLease take care of the rest.
It sounds like a good business plan with PeopleLease.
Let PeopleLease mind your business so you can mind your own business. Call now 601-987-3025. That's 601-987-3025. Or visit freepayrollquotes.com for your free quote.
Hi, this is Shelby with Two Men and a Truck. At Two Men and a Truck, we've added a new service option to our brand, junk removal. Whether you're deep cleaning, renovating, or staging your home to sell, our Two Men and a Truck junk removal option is perfect to get the job done. Our professionally trained moving and junk removal teams will load and haul away your unwanted junk for you. Visit twomenandatruck.com to learn more and get a free junk removal quote. That's twomenandatruck.com.
Your window tint headquarters at Auto Trim Designs on Highway 80 in Pearl is now also your best source for the lasting protection of Expel paint protection film. Your car is too precious to fail to protect it from bugs, rocks, and road debris. For more info, go to autotrimdesigns.com.
I'm Lauren McGraw with GuideGo. I'm here to help you with your special events like picnics, reunions, or weddings. We have many options of luxury restroom trailers. No event too big or too small. When you gotta go, please call GuideGo 601-879-3969.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
I'm JT Mitchell, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News.
Weather-related deaths in Mississippi have now grown to 4, with 2 more fatalities being reported by MEMA earlier today. Deaths so far have been reported in Humphreys County, Sharkey County, and 2 in Chickasaw County. As of now, the weather has warmed up. However, another Arctic cold blast is set to come in this weekend. It should not be as bad as what we experienced on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a quick look at college basketball scores from Wednesday night, Southern Miss was the only men's team to get a win as Austin Crowley hit a go-ahead jumper with 54 seconds left to take down Arkansas State 69-66. Both Ole Miss and Mississippi State had comeback efforts fall short as the Rebels lost to LSU 89-80 and the Bulldogs to number 8 Kentucky 90-77.
Down trees and limbs contacting power lines can lead to power outages. If you are a homeowner, don't get stuck in the dark. Let Taylor Power Systems protect your home against outages with a standby power generator. Financing is now available. Call Taylor Power Systems today at 601-932-5674 to discuss the right standby generator for your home.
Are you a business owner looking for help with HR benefits and payroll? MWG Employer Services offers a wide range of services and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget.
I was so overwhelmed with HR stuff. MWG Employer Services took all the stress out of it and even set up my payroll. I couldn't be happier.
MWG Employer Services is here to help you succeed. Call us today at 601-206-7966 or go to MWGEmployerServices.com.
Whether you're brand new to the DIY craze or a seasoned veteran, The Handyman Show has something for you. Buddy Slowick shares tips and tricks on everything from odd jobs to complete buildouts, from small home repairs to serious construction. So no matter if you're at the master carpenter level or not quite sure how to use a level, The Handyman Show answers your questions with a healthy dose of humor and some great music, too. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Super Talk Mississippi and on Super Talk TV.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
It's all about the Joneses today. Good luck keeping up. The dream. I love it when somebody gives a dang so much that just the mere fact of Ricky Jones Sr. talking about he loved to see his customers. He loved to talk to them. Built it one customer at a time, one store at a time. It's how we in the music business build fans and friends. It's how life's supposed to be. And so what happens when all of that happens? People keep coming back. They want to see you again. They want to hug you again. My mom grew up in Clarksdale in a grocery store at the top of it. And the stories that they told, the days of Charlie Pride coming in his baseball uniforms, was just amazing. And how my family treated their customers, it was they weren't customers, they were friends coming in, and it was like a reunion every time somebody came to shop. So the Joneses got that right, I can tell you. And I can tell you they're both tough as nails, but they got a heart of gold, and they're sweethearts. So let's get back to it. But before I do, Superior Catfish, there's Superior Catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com and also visit mississippi.org. I hate using the word also. They've been with me for so many years. Great way to plan a road trip. And like I said, celebrate our glorious Mississippi. We're talking Rick's Express, Rick's everything, Roy's store, a little bit more. Hey, I love that. Ricky Jones Sr., I'm watching him. He just left the building. No, he's here. All right. So Ricky graduates college. He's done playing football at Ole Miss for 4 years. We don't lose him to Texas, thank goodness. I'm glad he lives around the block and everything. So what happens there? Because is this when like a lot of growth starts to happen?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Ricky comes in and he basically says yes. And what I did, we had a store out of town. I said, well, Ricky, here's what you got to do, man. If you basically got to open and close and run a store for several months. I got to see, before we commit to this strong, I got to see if you like this, and if I think you can do it, if I like you, you like me. So here we go. So you do this, and And so for 3 months, I'm talking about opening and closing. I said, you got to know what's going on. You got to know. You got to be the hardest worker there. You got to be the smartest person there. Nobody can know your system or know anything better than you can know it. Nobody. So, yeah. And so anyway, so that's, so he took that store. He did that for 3 months and everything just clicked out really great. And then, so we'd see an opportunity come up and my wife always joked about it. She couldn't stand me driving. She'd go, we're going to have a rig. You looking at corners, trying to see if you could put a store there, see if you could do this or do that, you know? And so, but anyway, we did. We had got to where we had just started looking for corners and doing that. But, you know, we are in a very, very competitive business. We, sure. Little guy, we're the little guy. We compete with the big boys. And the only thing that we got that we think is better than they got is us. And we really push customer service. And you're talking about just a feel good when you get a call and say, hey, I went in your store the other day, and you go, oh, heck. No, this is good. That guy you got working there, or that lady you got working there, she was the nicest. She did this, she did that. When I tell you, that's worth $1 million to me, that somebody else would treat our customers, and that's what we strive on. And so it's hard this day and age because some hard to get good help. But
well, no, I know. Well, especially that care as much as you do, right? It's your business. It's your life. And they don't know what you went through when you didn't have enough money to put inventory in your place when you built your first place. Nobody knows the sweat you put in and building the footings. That's what you do. But you know who does know is Ricky Jones Jr., because I loved what you said earlier. Could you work together? Sometimes siblings and sometimes father sons and father daughters or mother son. Sometimes it doesn't work out. You grow sort of apart. You have different thought processes. You guys have been a magic wand together. And I want to talk to Ricky Jones Jr. about, first of all, Ricky, tell me about playing football at Ole Miss. And then you're jumping into the family business and all this growth that you guys have had. And then I want to talk about Roy's store out in Lake Washington and what's going on.
Well, first, when I finished at Ole Miss, I had, you know, met my wife, Jennifer, and we were dating and whatever, and Dad called me and said, you know, basically the same deal, do you have a job? I said, no, I don't have a job. He said, well, you can come back and run this store for, you know, $500 a week. And I was like, well, that's better than what I have now. So that's what I'll do. You know, so I came back and we did that. And then got rent more for several months, maybe longer than 3 months, as he said, but it felt like, you know, it was probably a year or so. But then we started looking at different corners and finding different places to buy or build. And so we just started, the journey was really, really kind of, it seemed like a long time, but it's been really fast. And Dad was always all gas, no brakes. And I was always, hey, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Let's fix this up. Let's make sure we got everything going in the right direction. And he's like, yeah, we will, but as soon as we get this next one. So he was always, let's go, go, go. You know, and to make the dream happen, that's the way you have to be sometimes.
Sure.
But, we, you know, so then we're steady growing, we're steady building, and get to the convenience stores, and we got all that going, and then this opportunity at Roy's store comes up. So we talk about it. We really, you know, like Jimmy Nichols said, we go out there, we visit the Snake Rodeo. We really like everything that we see, and we, you know, jump on the opportunity. And now we're looking at, you know, Roy's store, Roy's Cabins, and Lake Washington, and try to make Lake Washington a destination for everybody, not just the locals in Washington County, but for everybody in the state and you know, in the Delta, in the Mid-South.
Sure. You know, you're talking about a special lake, and the crappie there are ridiculous, right? And just the fishing and the hunting. And, you know, I remember growing up there as a kid, we all did the same thing. We all went to the Mississippi River. We all went to Lake Ferguson. We went to Lake Washington. And it was amazing to just have those moments. You know, I've written songs about the Mississippi River my whole life. It was so inspirational. It's still so inspirational to me that it's just like, it's a constant backdrop and a constant canvas that just, you see it, you see the sunset and the sunrise, and it's just a different painting every day. And I love that you guys have taken this on and also given us a venue to have so many cool events. You guys have had bull riding there. What y'all have recently?
Yeah, we had a rodeo, bull riding, and bull and bronco riding, and that was the second weekend in November.
Wow,
and it was unbelievable,
packed, right?
It was great. Yeah, we were really excited about the turnout.
All right, I'm gonna take a quick break, and I'm gonna talk about why this place works because of your allowing to have accommodations, and you got all this space. We'll be right back. We're keeping up with the Joneses, Ricky Jones Senior, Ricky Jones Junior. Friends of ours down here in the Delta doing great things. Got tough as nails, but got a big old heart, like I said. And speaking of anything with a lot of substance, when I put it on my plate, it's Superior Catfish. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com. Great folks there as well. Gotten to tour the place and meet the folks over there. Love them. Appreciate them. And visit Mississippi.org. That's what we're talking about today. Anytime we get to celebrate a way to impact the state's economic, make it a little more positive for us all, using the arts, using sports of all kinds, even if it's outdoor sports, then I'm all in. We'll be right back. Steve Azar.
Hey folks, Steve Azar here, and like my song says, I'm still trying to find my way around. So wherever life takes you, Guaranty Bank is here to help. Visit with a bank representative to make sure your accounts and services meet your current and future needs. Give us a call at 662-247-1454 and visit one of our friendly 25 branches or check out more at gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online. With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. When you take a look at all the subscription services that you've signed up for, it's probably a good idea to ask yourself, do you really need to keep paying for them? Perhaps it's time to review what you have and see what you can trim, like that streaming service which has gone up in price. Determine which ones you watch and ditch the ones you don't. Or how about all of those shopping memberships? You might be an Amazon Prime member which offers a batch of perks including exclusive deals on online purchases. But do you have to be a year-long member? Instead, think about canceling your Prime service and signing up closer to the time when Amazon offers sales for Prime Day, Black Friday, or the end of the year. Or how about that gym membership you might not be using? Or if you're paying a monthly charge for cloud storage, say with Google Drive or Dropbox, you might want to consider a free service instead. And don't forget to go through those mobile apps you signed up for but don't use, or music subscriptions. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Quality vehicles, affordable prices, Pinnacle Motors. Hunting season is here, so let Steve Owen and the friendly staff get that truck or trailer, along with that ed shed, ready for your hunting camp so you can haul that big game back into town. We still have that full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs, along with trailers on site or available for order. And don't forget those ed sheds for your backyard or hunting camps. Come see us at the corner of Highway 471 at Baker Lane and Vine Street in Brandon, or online at PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. That's PinnacleMotorsLLC.com.
A Complete Flag Source is proud to announce that Mississippi has a new state flag. We are taking orders now for all sizes of the newly designed State of Mississippi flag. Flags are in production, and soon you can be flying one at your home, school, or business. place your order by emailing at sales@completeflags.com, calling our store at 601-362-9333, or finding us on the web at completeflags.com. Have you paid a visit to our store? A Complete Flag Source is located at 5295 I-55 North, Jackson. Too far to visit? Give us a call at 601-362-9333 with your order or questions. Thank you for shopping local and supporting a Mississippi-owned business.
Family Termite is a proud VIP sponsor of the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Whether you're a proud DIYer or a seasoned veteran, Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick has the answers to your home improvement questions each Saturday from 10 till noon.
Paid for by government.com. Did you know? The United States Mint has issued a new Morgan silver dollar coin in proof condition for the first time. Not only that, they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 400,000 of these legal tender silver dollars were issued. These first ever Morgan silver dollars are brand new with stunning mirror-like finish, minted by the iconic San Francisco Mint. Call now and you're guaranteed a new first ever 99.9% pure silver proof Morgan dollar. To learn more, call 1-800-222-3967. If you order now, you will receive a free coin collector bonus pack, a $25 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-222-3967 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-222-3967.
The best made-to-order lunch is right around the corner at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. Eat in or carry out, DoorDash or Grubhub. Call 769-208-8283. That's 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
Come explore the history of Southern rock music at Grammy Museum, Mississippi.
Now, through fall of 2023, the Sounds of Southern Rock exhibit will feature stories and artifacts from the artists and singers responsible for the genre.
The Allman Brothers Band, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Molly Hatchet, the Charlie Daniels Band, Little Feat, the Outlaws, and many more.
In partnership with Hard Rock International. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events, visit GrammyMuseumMississippi.org.
U.S. farm-raised catfish is more than a delicious, healthy meal. It's an experience. That's why we created the Catfish Trail. Spanning six states and hundreds of miles, these restaurants serve catfish the way it was meant to be enjoyed. And while you eat like a local, you'll also be supporting American farmers. Find your next stop on the Catfish Trail at uscatfish.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm that a broken down car.
Steve Azar here with the Joneses, Ricky Jones Sr. and Jr. I appreciate them taking the time. They are busy as heck finding a new corner to put another store on there. Rick's Express. I love you guys looking for corners. Speaking of corners, you don't want to cut corners with catfish. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. A fabulous way to plan a road trip. Come to Greenville. Come to the Delta. Come to Lake Washington to Roy's store and check that out. I've got the Joneses on right now. So Ricky Jones Jr., tell me about some of the stuff that's been going on there. Take us through sort of how many places there are to stay. You know, give us the visual.
Okay, so we got, you know, Roy's store, which I don't even know, maybe built in the 50s, or I think it maybe was built before that, but then it burned down. It was rebuilt in the 50s. So we went in and we've done some, I don't like to call it remodeling, just some adjusting inside with all the old antiques and, you know, moving stuff around. And then we went and we have over 50 cabins that we can accommodate anywhere from one bedrooms to three bedrooms, probably an average of accommodate if everything's full, 300 to 400 people. Wow. In the cabins. And then we have 50 RV spots, and you know how RVs are.
Yeah.
You know, when an RV shows up, you may have two people in it and you may have 12. You know, it's just everybody's coming to the lake. You know, if you say, hey, I got a spot on Lake Washington, well, everybody's coming out there.
Yeah.
So, well, but yeah, we have that. We have three different locations. The one that's right there in Chatham by the store, I think it has 22 cabins and maybe 30 or so RV spots. It's around that number. Then we have a little place 2 miles south that we call Roy's Two, and it's going to have 15 cabins and I believe it's 15 RV spots. Then you go down into Glen Island, which we call Roy's Three, and it's going to have 12 cabins and three RV spots down
in Glen Island. How far apart of all these from each other?
From Chatham to Glen Island, I want to say is around 7-8 miles.
Yeah, that's it.
And
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And Roy's Two is only 2 miles from the store.
Right. Right.
It's two
right,
miles
right.
from the store. It's right off the highway. And we're in the process of actually putting up signs up and down the highway and down in Glen Island to kind of give you some more. If you want to visit us, you can go to the royscabins.net. You know, you can always call us at 662-827-2588.
All right, royscabin.net. Royscabin.net.
Royscabins.net. That's right.
Cabins with an S?
With an S.
Okay, royscabins with an S.net. All right. So what's planned ahead? You got the snake grabbers thing. And by the way, Jimmy's in them. I know they're, you know, former police officers. It's funny that they showed up with booze. They like to have fun.
Right. Well, oh yeah, like Jimmy. So Jimmy told us, we said, man, we can't believe it's a bunch of, you know, cops and whatever narc guys out here just, you know, having a good time drinking and just, you know, cutting loose. He was like, he goes, we can do it here because no one knows us. You know, we can't do it back home and everybody knows what we're doing.
Well, there's only about a half a million people listening right now between the times. Jimmy, you're the jig is up. Well, look, all right. So Roy's Stores with an S.net. Y'all check it out. And if you want to plan like a corporate getaway, I mean, you think about corporations that need to just get the heck out of, you don't sometimes need to go to some big city and do the same thing and be in the same environment that they're all in. They need to get away, like get away from it. And there's not a more peaceful place to get away than what you guys have. And Lake Washington and that area, that's part of our Delta.
When I tell you at Lake Washington, it's really eye therapy. When I tell you, sit out there on that porch and the cabins at Roy's too, when the sun sets right in those cypress trees. And I mean, it's just you said a while ago, it's just a different painting every day. It's unbelievable how beautiful it is out there. And to go back to Jimmy, yeah, I would consider him in my top five guys that I could count on. A really good. But the first time we went to that snake grabbing deal, the party at night, we went up there and there was 300 plus people there. Me and Lou Bell, they walked in and I went, this is unbelievable. There was no one from the Mississippi Delta there. I didn't know anybody but Jimmy. And I said, it's such a cool place. Unless you go out there at night and actually experience the actual festival or event or whatever it may be. Yeah, I mean, you could talk about it all day. It's just a cool, cool feel. It's really a good place to get away and, you know, and just relax. And it's just it's a good feel. It really is.
You guys, blessings to you and your families. Speaking of families, Superior Catfish, that's how it started. Go to superiorcatfish.com, homegrown and made right here in Mississippi, just like Roy's Store 1, 2, and 3. Roy'sStores.net, check it out. Plan a great trip. Speaking of visit Mississippi.org, that's what we've been talking about today. Hey guys, we'll see you later.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online.
With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.